Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening. We've been seeing so many parents reaching out, asking about their little ones who seem afraid to try new things unless they can do them perfectly. And I want you to know something right from the start. If this is your child, you are not alone. Not even a little bit. This is one of the most common challenges parents of 4 and 5-year-olds face, and there is so much hope here. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about what's really happening when your child won't try anything new because they might not be perfect. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me. Because here's what I need you to hear. Your child is not being difficult. They're not being stubborn or impossible. What they're experiencing is actually a sign that their brain is developing beautifully. Their self-awareness is growing, and with that comes something researchers call perfectionism. And while that word might sound scary, I promise you, we're going to understand it together, and more importantly, we're going to help your little one embrace courage and the joy of trying. The magic book has taught me something wonderful about this. When a 4 or 5-year-old child refuses to try new things because they might not be perfect, what they're really showing you is that they're becoming aware of themselves in a whole new way. They're starting to understand that there's a difference between what they imagine doing and what they can actually do right now. And that gap, that space between imagination and ability, it can feel enormous to a little heart. Dr. Carol Dweck at Stanford University discovered something that changed everything we know about how children learn. She found that children with what she calls a growth mindset, children who believe that abilities can be developed through effort and practice, they actually perform better after making mistakes. Isn't that beautiful? When children understand that mistakes are part of learning, their whole world opens up. But here's what happens when a child develops perfectionism at this young age. They start to believe that if they can't do something perfectly right away, it means they're not good enough. They begin to think in what psychologists call black and white patterns. Either I'm perfect, or I'm a failure. Either I get it right the first time, or I shouldn't try at all. And my friend, that kind of thinking can keep our little ones from experiencing so much joy and discovery. Child psychology experts have found that perfectionism in young children often comes from 2 places. First, temperament. Some children are naturally more sensitive, more aware, more prone to worry. And second, the messages they receive about achievement and mistakes. When children hear a lot of focus on being the best, getting it right, or doing things perfectly, they can start to believe that their worth depends on flawless performance. But here's the wonderful news. Research shows us that when parents respond with patience, when they validate effort over outcomes, when they model what's called a growth mindset, children develop significantly better emotional regulation. They become more willing to take on challenges. They learn that courage isn't about being perfect. It's about being brave enough to try. So what can we do? How can we help our precious little ones move from fear of failure to joy in trying? The first thing is to celebrate attempts, not just successes. When your child tries something new, even if they don't succeed, that's the moment to shine your light on them. You can say things like, "I saw you try that. That took courage." Or, "I love how you gave that a go. You're learning." The magic book reminds us that every attempt is a victory because every attempt builds the muscle of bravery. The second thing is to share your own mistakes with warmth and humor. Let your child see you try something and not get it perfect. Maybe you're cooking and you add too much salt. Instead of hiding it, you can say, "Oops, I made a mistake. That's okay, I'll try again and learn from this." When children see that mistakes are normal, that even the grown-ups they love make them, it takes away so much of the fear. The third thing, and this is so important, is to challenge those black and white thoughts gently. When your child says, "I can't do it, I'm no good at this," you can gently offer a different way of seeing it. You might say, "You can't do it yet." But with practice, you're going to get better and better. That little word, "yet," it's like magic. It opens up possibility. And here's something else the magic book showed me. Stories can be such gentle teachers for our little ones. There's a story in the Book of Inara called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's about 2 friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover something absolutely magical. They're in this beautiful, peaceful cathedral, and they're trying to make music. But they keep making mistakes. Notes that don't sound quite right, rhythms that stumble and trip. But here's the wonder of it. In this special cathedral, their mistakes don't sound wrong at all. Instead, every error they make creates the most beautiful, unexpected harmonies. The cathedral takes their imperfect notes and weaves them into something more wonderful than anything they could have planned. And as Kenji and Miva realize this, they learn something that changes everything. They learn that mistakes aren't failures. They're opportunities for discovery. They're chances to create something new and beautiful that wouldn't exist without the courage to try. When you read this story with your child, something magical happens. They see themselves in Kenji and Miva. They feel that same fear of making mistakes. And then they experience that same wonder when they discover that imperfection can lead to beauty. It's such a gentle way to teach that trying is more important than being perfect. After you read the story together, you can create your own version of this magic. You might say to your child, "I wonder what beautiful surprise will come from trying this." Instead of focusing on getting it right the first time, you're focusing on the adventure of discovery. You're teaching them that the joy is in the journey, not just the destination. The research backs this up beautifully. Studies show that when we praise effort rather than innate ability, when we say things like, "I love how hard you tried," instead of "you're so smart," children develop healthier responses to challenges. They learn that their worth isn't tied to being perfect. It's tied to being brave, to being curious, to being willing to grow. And my friend, I want you to know something else. If your child is experiencing this fear of failure, it doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. It means your child has a sensitive, aware heart. It means they care deeply about doing well. And with your gentle guidance, that sensitivity can become one of their greatest strengths. They can learn to channel it into perseverance, into creativity, into the courage to try new things even when they're scared. The magic book reminds us that every child's journey is unique. Some children leap into new experiences with wild abandon. Others need more time, more reassurance, more gentle encouragement. And both paths are beautiful. Both paths are exactly right for that child. Your job isn't to change who your child is. Your job is to help them see that who they are is already wonderful, and that trying new things, even imperfectly, is how they'll discover just how capable and brave they truly are. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, I invite you to try something. Find a moment when your child is hesitating to try something new. Get down to their level, look into their eyes, and say something like this: "I know this feels scary, and you know what? It's okay to feel scared, but I also know something else. You are so brave, and even if you don't get it perfect, even if you make mistakes, I'm going to be so proud of you for trying, because trying is how we learn, trying is how we grow. And I'll be right here with you, no matter what happens." And then, when you have a quiet moment together, curl up with the cathedral of gentle echoes. Let Kenji and Miva show your little one that mistakes can create the most beautiful music. Let the story do what stories do best, plant seeds of courage and wonder in your child's heart. You're doing such a beautiful job, my friend. Your child is so lucky to have you. And remember, the magic book and I are always here, cheering you on, believing in you, and holding space for all the beautiful, imperfect moments that make up this journey of parenting. Sweet dreams, and until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.